Sharon, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for having me. It's such an honor and a privilege.
Well, it sounds like a great event coming up June 3rd. Can you tell me how the Big Give Port Hope got started?
Back in 2018, there were a few groups that actually, there were churches that got together and did a community give. That was in 2018. And then in 2019, after some research, we joined up with the Big Give. And the Big Give is a national movement all across Canada. It happens on the first Saturday of June. So there are literally hundreds of places throughout Canada that are actually doing the Big Give. And so then we started then. So we did it in 2019. And then in 2020, we were to do it. But of course, we had a pandemic that slowed us down. But then we started up again last year. And we had great momentum. And we're doing it again this year.
How did it go last year?
Oh, it was fabulous. We had more than 500 people participate in the day. We were blessed with beautiful sunshine, so of course that always helps. And the people came, and there was a lot of, to use a term, stuff to be given away, yeah. And a lot of stuff went. And we were just so thankful to be able to do that for our community.
So it is a free yard sale, but so when people come, are there limits to what they can take, or is everything available?
Everything is available. You know, we do encourage people to take what they need. We do encourage people, basically it's what they can carry. They can come back through several times. Like there is no restriction on that. But we do limit people as they come through. But again, they can come back through the line several times. So there is, we don't have a carryout service, so they have to be able to carry it out to their vehicle themselves.
But by coming back through, even it at least gives other people a chance to go through the line.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Try to be fair.
Yes. If anything is left over, what happens to the items?
Then we donate it to different areas throughout our community. Everything from kind of diverse, are very diverse, and it goes in different areas. Some of it goes to like the Blue Box in downtown Coburg. Some of it will go to other charities within the community that have need, that have let us know. And sometimes on the day of, we'll have somebody come up to us and say, hey, I have this need, or I have this group that is in need. And we pass it on. So everything is given back.
That's great. Can you talk about the kind of items that you're looking to receive donations for and what people can bring?
Okay. Household items, any decor items, clothing, children's clothing, toys. The only thing we are not taking are large furniture and appliances. Basically, if you can carry it, then we'll take it. So if it can't be something that requires, you know, two or three people to carry something. So, the gamut is wide. We have books, we have, everything from A to Z.
And you've already received some items, but there are some more dates as well coming up for people to drop off.
Yes, this week it's this Wednesday and Thursday, which is the 17th and 18th of this week. Next week it's the 24th and 25th, again Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday the 27th. Now the Wednesday and Thursdays we're doing from 5 to 7 p.m. They would drop off at 401 Croft Street East in Port Hope. That's at Calvary Pentecostal Church. That's where we're taking all the donations. And then on Saturday the 27th, it's from 9 until 1.
Great. Have you already received a lot of items?
It's coming in. Like, we only had one drop-off last week, and we are off to a really good start.
That's great. And what kind of response did you get last year in terms of when the people came out to the yard sale? They must have been pretty thrilled to be able to look through these items and take some things for free.
Yes, and you know, it's really humbling to have people come through. Our society isn't one that really understands what free is. We are always afraid that there's a catch, but there is no catch to this day. Everything is free. Whatever we have that has been donated, we give back. We have businesses that have come alongside and offered food that we can donate back. So we have a little refreshment table there. So everything that is given is to us is given back, and the people are overwhelmed by the fact that it's free.
Sharon, it sounds like a great event coming up on June 3rd. Thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you, Jeff, for having me. Really, really appreciate this opportunity. And again, for the listeners, for donations, for volunteering, for participating, it's a great event, and we look forward to seeing everyone.
For Northumberland 89.7, I'm Jeff Gard.